This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie. My buddy Alan from Australia is listening. Good day, Alan.
Good day, Alan. Move Australia closer.
Yeah, please. With
that's,
us.
That's our dumb Australian accent for the day.
That's it. With with us today, we have Sandy Guthrie and Scott B., and they're from Antenna Films. We've already done the joke. We won't do it again.
We won't do it again.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Oh, peachy. We're just hanging out here having fun. So you are filmmakers.
We are.
And we understand that you've got a very special film that you've made.
Well, we're in the process of making it, but it is true. We have a very special film that we've been given the opportunity to make, which is a feature documentary about Burt Rutan. And we have been working on it since 2012. But we actually started to film Burt in 2004 when Discovery Channel brought us in to make Black Sky, The Race for Space.
So ooh, that was a good one.
We've been in Mojave, you know, since 2004.
You've been in Mojave way too long.
Well, we get to come and go, so yeah. Which is great. And then we've continued on to also document Spaceship Two in Virgin Galactic. So it's been a fun ride.
Yeah. So you've been to a lot of the tests and all the
test
flights.
Most of the tests, yes.
Probably flown along in White Knight.
We wish.
Yeah.
So does everybody else.
Indeed.
Yeah. No, they really want to be in Spaceship Two when it goes.
Well, Scott does, yeah. He would like to be. But Scott's done all the cameras on Spaceship, all the photography that you see of the spaceships. He's done all the cameras for that.
So the air-to-air, and you'll be doing the space-to-space photography as well?
We hope that, too.
They're going to give him a scuba tank and say good luck
and one really long selfie stick.
Well, we're designing the cameras now that are going into the spaceship for all the customers to do the takeaway as well.
That's interesting.
That's fun. I keep telling them they need a photographer up there.
They don't buy it, huh?
No,
they asked you to design a camera so you can say I did that. That's pretty cool.
It's a cool gig. So, but this is something we really believe in. Burt's an amazing character. Obviously, a lot of people here at EAA are familiar with some of the things he's achieved.
Never heard him.
Not at all.
So for us, it's a great opportunity because no one's done a feature film about him. Obviously, a lot of little pieces have been done, and Black Skies was a lot of fun. But this is something that'll really carry his... try to describe his legacy and start from when he's a kid making remote controlled planes all the way through the Skeagle, which is what he's working on now. So we've had the opportunity to actually be in his garage and filming with him as he's making the plane.
I don't think a person like him could ever actually retire. He's just got too much going on in the brain there. He's going to be working on something.
He did try. He tried. It was interesting because when we first went up, we were doing interviews with him, and just as a kind of like, covering his life story. And he was there, and every night they'd go out on the they have this amazing house that overlooks Lake Coeur d'Alene, and they'd go out on the deck and take photographs of the sunset. You know, you could see these little boats, you know, down below on the lake, you know, streaming across the lake. And I think they were all going, oh, that looks like fun. You know, he and Tanya were, you know, that looks like fun to have a boat that could do that. And Burt, being Burt, goes, well, I want a boat that could bounce from this lake to that lake. And so he started working on a design. He'll be talking about it today. Probably should leave a little bit about this to...
preserve the mystery.
I think he might have enjoyed retirement for a little while.
A little while.
Yeah. About a week. I've done that.
Got a little itchy.
I don't think he'll ever actually stop.
No, his mind is too active. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's an interesting question. Is Burt still flying radio control models?
He is.
That's wonderful.
He is. In fact, I think they were Rutan RC, which is Burt's. Anyway, they're working on some new designs for RC planes. So they're going to be flying some here today, I think.
Interesting.
7 o'clock.
I like it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I definitely would like to see him. Yeah. You know,
he's talking about even making new designs for it. So that's
great. Can he make one that's like crash proof and like bounces like a rubber ball when you do hit the ground?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. We'll have
you
to
could
ask.
Put a request in.
Yeah, that's my style of RC flying. Yeah.
I don't know if Burt would be familiar with working with rubber.
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
Darn. Well, we'll introduce him to the wonders of it.
There you go. Yeah. So carrying his story forward, I think, is really important because in a way, what we're hoping to be able to do is not only make a great entertaining film that is informative, but also to make something that can inspire the next generation of people who could be the next Burt Rutan and the kind of, you know, carry forward the kind of innovations that he's been able to incorporate into his work.
When filming a documentary, I mean, if you're filming like a Hollywood feature movie, you've got all this stuff figured out. You got the storyline, you got the direction you're going. But in a documentary, do you shift gears? Do things change? And you go, oh, wait a minute, maybe we should, you know, and throw your curves all the time?
Well, it is different, but I think, you know, I've spent my entire career in documentaries. So it's really, you collect a lot of footage. You know, we certainly have different storylines that we know that we're interested in and are always looking for those. You know, and a lot of the film does come together in the edit room. But I think, you know, we know the different avenues of Burt's life that we're interested in exploring and the people we want to meet and include. And so it's a long process, but you are shaping it in the field as you shoot. But it's a lot of footage to go through, and it does take on a life of its own once you're in post. So
Burt's had a lot of successes in the aviation industry, but with every success, there's always that potential for a failure. Are you guys going to be delving into some of the projects that perhaps didn't work out the way Burt wanted to?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's a big part of the story, because one of the things that's really remarkable about Burt's story is that he's done so many planes, first off. He's always iterated over and over and over again and never repeated himself. And so the only way you're able to do that is by, you know, the old saying from IBM was, if you want to succeed more often, you have to fail more. You have to up your rate of failure. And I don't know that I've never heard Burt say that, but in a certain way, in order to do new things, you always have to be testing the limits. You always mm-hmm. have to be pushing, like, can we do this? And trying to find out. And that's one of the things that's remarkable about him, is that he's continuing to do that still today. And the Skigal, for instance, has got all kinds of technologies in it that are brand new that no one's done before. So,
now that's intriguing.
As always, he's an innovator.
Well, he's always questioning. He's always pushing it. Trying to do it. We were talking to Doug Shane, who took over as president of Scaled Composites after Burt retired, and Doug was saying, you know, Burt would be designing a new plane, and we'd go like, why don't you do it this way? We did it that way the last time; it worked. And Burt said, well, that's exactly why I don't want to do it.
Was somebody said, and I'm not, might have been him, that you're not doing research unless you're doing. You know you're doing research when someone tells you it can't be done.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that was him or not, but
that was him, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's pretty much what he's lived by, too, because he's never built a conventional airplane. And one of the great little sidebars to his story was the fact that he never got a ride in the Starship, the production model, even though they were responsible for the design in the 85% scale. Mm. He got his first ride in a Beech Starship here, of all places.
And it was a letdown. But anyway.
Yeah. No, he loved it. I read that he absolutely loved it. And, you know, the failure of the Starship was not Burt Rutan. That was the FAA that just added a lot of weight to it, because being the first composite airplane, they weren't sure of the structure.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, certainly the Starship's an interesting story. And I think that's one that Scott and I are learning more of the kind of inside baseball on the Starship story right now. So that's definitely something we'll be exploring in the documentary. And trying to tell that story in a fuller sense.
One aircraft he debuted here, the Ares.
Yes.
Which was a great airplane, but apparently mm-hmm. ruffled too many feathers and never, he was trying to get military contracts mm-hmm. and that never worked out.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand why it never worked out, but from an engineering standpoint, I imagine the airplane was a complete success.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's always hard for people, the general public or the general group, to accept new things. You know, and I think he's always run up against that challenge.
Yeah, he's always done things other than the established way.
Very much so.
Yeah, the government doesn't know how to handle that.
But, you know, and that's one of the great things, too, is the fact that he's not been afraid to push the limits. If he hadn't pushed the limits, Voyager wouldn't have existed, neither would Spaceship One and Two.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, he can stand tall amongst all these people and say, yeah, yeah, look what I did. And
maybe he
but
should
yet
work
he
on,
doesn't.
He should and, work on building the old flying sub out of Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea, because I always thought that was cool.
That was cool.
An airplane that can fly into the water and keep going.
Yeah, it could be on the list still.
You never know.
Right after the ski goal.
Put the request in along with the rubber RC plane.
Yeah, the rubber RC plane. I'm going to put those in his ear.
There you go. Oh, man. Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you for joining us. I hate to shush you out the door, but we're on a schedule.
We're doing a talk one.
Yes.
On Friday, we're doing a forum at 1 o'clock, which we'll be able to tell more about the project and have some things to show. So definitely if people are around, they should come on out.
Real quick, where?
In
the forum?
It's in the forum plaza.
Okay, so check your program. Check
your forum program.
Bert will be there as well. So.
Yeah.
Very,
sweet.
Very cool.
Okay.
Well, I want to thank you guys for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, anytime. I'm Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie, and this is EAA Radio.